Alrighty, folks, welcome back to Dev Influencers Podcast. You can go check out the application devinfluencers.com/apply. I'm just going to go ahead and jump right in. One of the most common questions I get once I start talking to people about becoming an influencer and podcasting is, of course, which microphone should I get? And usually that's followed on by, well, what microphone is that? Because I'm usually on a Zoom call. I'm usually using my podcast equipment to talk because it's already hooked up to my computer. So, you know, I just turn it on and, you know, just use it to talk. And it's funny because they're like, well, what microphone is that? This is the Electrovoice RE20. It is a $320 microphone that you do not need in order to start your podcast. So unless you know that you're going to be podcasting for the long term, and you don't, right? Unless you've been podcasting already for the long term, you do not need a $320 microphone. Okay, so don't do it. What I recommend to people is go buy a $70, $80 microphone. I like the ATR2100X. I've heard a lot of good things about the Samson 2QU. I have not tried that one. It's a USB microphone. Works really well. I've heard a couple people that are actually using it, and it sounds pretty good. Blue Yeti, don't do it. I know a lot of people recommend it. It's not my favorite microphone. It sounds okay. You know, if you're going to do it and you're whatever, go ahead. You know, I have some podcast co-hosts that use it. They sound fine, but honestly, you know, some of these other microphones just sound a ton better. Okay. ATR, the Audio Technicas, they really sound great. The Blue Snowball and the Blue Yeti are just not my favorite mics. I will just put that out there. Okay. Honestly, if we're boiling it down, what you need to know is there are dynamic microphones and there are condenser microphones. Condenser microphones pick up a broader range of sound, but they also pick up more sound from your room and your environment. Your dynamic mics tend to pick up more sound up close, and then they drop off when you get further away from them. So, for example, this is a dynamic microphone, this RE20. And the reason I have an RE20 is because my girl's room, my 12-year-old and my 5-year-old, their bedroom is right next to my office. And so if I'm recording in here and they're fighting in there, most of the time you can't hear them. And if you can hear them, most of the time my co-hosts, when I ask them afterward, they're like, well, we think we heard something, right? I had a condenser mic before, and one of my favorite stories. So my son was having some kind of wardrobe malfunction, and he's 15 now. He was like 7 at the time, and he was trying to get dressed or something, and there was something wrong with his clothes. And I left the door to this room open while I went out to get something, and I was just out for a minute. And so he went screaming and stomping up or down the stairs, yelling, "There's something in my pants. There's something in my pants." And it picked the whole thing up. And it was pretty darn funny. And my co-hosts were busting a gut. And it was because I had this condenser mic in here. And it sounded terrific. And it sounded really great. Picking him up, yelling, "There's something in my pants," as he stomped up and down the stairs, right? So if you can sound dampen your room and you don't have kids that are going to make a ton of noise and it's not going to pick up a bunch of noise from anything else, right? Your neighbors mowing their lawn or whatever, right? You don't have a big window in your room or anything like that. Then a condenser mic is actually the way to go, right? If you're going to be in a studio, condenser mic, right? If you can soundproof wherever you're at, condenser mic, right? You can dampen the echo in your room, condenser mic. I can't do that. I cannot do that. It doesn't work. Dynamic mic, okay? It'll say on Amazon or B&H Photo or whatever that it's a dynamic mic, okay? So just get one. Now, here's the other thing that I'm going to throw out, though, is that I have a couple of friends. They literally record their podcasts on their phone, okay? Now, they all have iPhones. I think it varies from phone to phone on the Androids. I am not an expert there. So you're going to have to try it out or, you know, get some reviews there, okay? But for the iPhones, the microphones tend to be okay. And what they do is they find the little hole in the bottom of the iPhone, and they actually just hold it up to their mouth and they just talk, okay? If you've heard Russell Brunson's podcast, Marketing Secrets, that's what he does. He just records it like this. So half of his episodes, he records it in the car. And so he literally just puts his elbow on the armrest of his car. He holds his phone in his hand kind of backwards, so the top of the phone is facing toward his windshield and the bottom of the phone is facing toward his mouth, because that's where the hole is for the microphone. And then he just opens up the recording app, and I don't know what he uses. There's Boss Jock Studio. There are a couple of others you can record. I think the iPhone actually has an audio recording app, but he just turns it on and then he just talks while he drives, okay, in Boise, Idaho. And so that works, right? So if that's the kind of show you want to do, that works. Another friend of mine, Scott Beebe, he does it with his. His doesn't sound as good. And I think it's because he actually doesn't hold it close enough to his mouth, I think is the issue, right? So you can do that. You can also get, you know, some of the portable audio recorders like the Zoom H4, H6, or H8. But the Zooms are a handful. And so they're better for, I really like them for the, if you're going to be in a room where you can set it on a table. I've used them to record when I'm at a conference, right? And then I have a bunch of microphones I can plug into them. But the Eteral, I think they're on the R9, or the Roland R9. Those are small, and you can, same thing, you just hold it up by your mouth, and they work pretty well. So that's what I would recommend if you're going to do that. But the iPhone seems to work fine. The Apple AirPods and EarPods, they have decent microphones in them, so you can use those as well if you're on a budget. Just keep in mind that eventually you're going to want to get a nice microphone, but it doesn't have to be a $300 microphone. And honestly, I wouldn't go spend the money until you're well-established as a podcaster, because the real issue is that as long as the audio quality isn't really poor, people are good with it. I mean, we've been recording on Zoom for a few years now, and the Zoom audio quality isn't where I would like it. In fact, I'm actually looking at some options now to switch us off Zoom for recording. And to be perfectly honest, we haven't gotten any complaints, right? Because it's good enough. It's just, I'm a little bit of an audio snob and I want it to be a little bit better. So that said, I mean, that's kind of where we're sitting, right? So those are just some ideas as far as recording goes. You can also get a couple of microphones that just plug directly into your phone, your iPhone or your Android phone, that'll work for you. So it's kind of the sky's the limit. But if you're going to sit at your computer, I recommend that you get not the three-prong XLR microphones, because those usually require a preamp and some other stuff. And so you have to get some extra hardware to hook them up to your computer. Just get one of the USB microphones. The Samson ones are good. The Audio Technical ones are good. Don't get any of the blue ones because they're not good. And, you know, just go with it. Just see what you can get away with. But yeah, I'll put a couple of recommendations in the chat or in the show notes. And that way you can grab them and see which ones you like. The one that I started with was the ATR 2100, or no. It was the one before the 2100, and it was pretty good. The one I had after that was the Heil PR40, which is great for men's voices. The Heil PR30 is for voices that are pitched a little bit higher, so for women's voices generally. But those are the three-prong XLRs, and so then you need a mixer or an audio interface to get it into your computer. So, yeah, I just recommend you just get a decent USB microphone and just go with it. And that will get you miles down the road. And that's pretty much all I got for podcast mics. So I'm going to stop here and we will dive into some more of the stuff after this. I'll probably just tell a good story on the next one. So max out, everybody.